For over three decades, The Simpsons has been more than just animated entertainment. It's been a mirror reflecting the complexities of human psychology through the deceptively simple lens of a dysfunctional family. What makes this show transcend mere comedy is its uncanny ability to capture profound psychological truths while making us laugh. The yellow-skinned residents of Springfield have become cultural touchstones precisely because they embody our cognitive biases, family dynamics, and emotional struggles with remarkable accuracy. When Homer strangles Bart yet again, or Marge suppresses her frustration for the 100th time, we're not just watching cartoon characters, we're witnessing psychological principles in action. The show's enduring appeal among academics, psychologists, and everyday viewers stems from this perfect balance of entertainment and insight, creating a unique laboratory where human behavior can be examined through the safe distance of animation. At first glance, The Simpsons embody a traditional American family, yet beneath this facade lies subverted power dynamics. While Homer is the breadwinner, Marge wields the true authority, quietly steering family decisions while letting Homer believe he's in charge. Homer exists in complete and utter dependence on his blue-haired wife. The family's hierarchy defies convention. Grandpa ranks below even Maggie in influence, while Bart dominates Lisa until she reaches her breaking point. Each member fulfills crucial roles. Homer provides financially, Marge nurtures, Lisa serves as the perfectionist hero, Bart as the attention-seeking scapegoat, and Maggie as the cute distraction during tensions. What makes this system work is flexibility. When Lisa falters as the hero, Bart might step into that role. When Homer's authority crumbles, Marge takes command. This adaptability, combined with unshakable family loyalty, allows the Simpsons to thrive despite their dysfunction, creating a system that works regardless of outside appearances. The Simpson parenting style defies expert advice, yet produces reasonably well-adjusted children. Homer and Marge use inconsistent discipline, ineffective scolding, humor, or unsustainable extreme punishments. Homer's threats toward Bart represent inappropriate violence, even in animation. Their redemption comes through unconditional love. The Simpson children never doubt they are loved, as when Homer sacrificed his dream bowling alley job for family financial stability. Physical affection flows freely, and both parents engage in their children's activities despite their limitations. Their conflict resolution ranges from immature, Homer's silent treatment over Lisa's vegetarianism, to surprisingly mature, sincere apologies and compromises. They maintain strong community ties while developing individual social circles. The lesson? Perfect parenting may matter less than consistent love. The Simpson children know with certainty that despite their parents' flaws, they are cherished. In our era of helicopter parenting and achievement pressure, their imperfect but loving approach feels refreshingly honest. Homer and Marge's marriage offers a realistic counterpoint to idealized media relationships. Their partnership illustrates interdependence theory, which predicts relationship longevity based on satisfaction, dependence, and investment. Despite their flaws, they maintain a relatively satisfied relationship compared to Springfield's many dysfunctional couples. Their dependence on each other is evident. Despite opportunities for affairs, both consistently choose each other. Homer particularly relies on Marge. Without her, he can't maintain basic household functions, admitting, "I need you more than anyone else on this entire planet could possibly ever need you." What sustains their marriage is investment. Their shared history, three children, Homer calls each kid another nail in the marriage coffin, and mutual efforts create powerful bonds. Research shows these intangible investments predict relationship longevity better than material ones. Haven't we all wondered how certain couples stay together despite incompatibilities? The Simpson marriage reveals that satisfaction alone doesn't determine relationship success. Commitment and investment often matter more. When Homer and Marge repeatedly choose each other despite differences, they demonstrate that lasting love is about building something too valuable to abandon. When Homer has a childhood crayon removed from his brain, the reduced pressure on his frontal lobe triggers an intellectual awakening that illustrates key cognitive psychology concepts. With his newfound intelligence, Homer explores various intelligence theories while connecting his previous memory limitations to frontal lobe function. However, he grows depressed and alienated, eventually reinserting the crayon against Lisa's advice, becoming forgetful again, but happier. Homer's habit of addressing his brain separately reveals a fascinating disconnect between his sense of self and cognitive processes, reflecting our intuitive mind-body dualism. This storyline raises profound questions about whether intelligence is always beneficial and if we would choose greater awareness at the cost of happiness. Homer's journey suggests cognitive abilities exist on a spectrum with different advantages at different points, challenging assumptions about intelligence and suggesting wisdom might lie in accepting our limitations rather than overcoming them. The show maintains a fascinating ambivalence toward psychology, embracing its insights while questioning its effectiveness. This tension appears when Homer trades their TV for family therapy with Dr. Monroe. When drawing exercises and foam bats fail, Monroe resorts to electric shock therapy, ending in chaos. Ironically, the failed therapy succeeds as the family gets a refund, buys a better TV, and reunites with a group hug. The Simpsons challenges conventional normalcy by portraying nearly every Springfield resident with psychological issues. Bart has ADD, Homer battles addiction, Lisa shows obsessive-compulsive tendencies, Marge has phobias and gambling addiction, and even cheerful Ned Flanders has been institutionalized. Yet the show suggests mental health is complex and people transcend their diagnostic labels. The series both presents and mocks quick-fix approaches, parodying pop psychology figures whose rapid diagnoses lack nuance while endorsing psychology that addresses root problems rather than enforcing conformity. This ambivalence mirrors our relationship with mental health, embracing insights that help us understand ourselves while resisting oversimplified labels. Perhaps Springfield's residents remind us that normal is merely a setting on the washing machine, not a meaningful description of human experience. Despite its cynical humor, The Simpsons delivers a profound message about resilience and optimism. Springfield's characters continually persevere despite failures, embodying hope, one of five critical traits for happiness in positive psychology, alongside zest, curiosity, gratitude, and love. The show skewers our pursuit of happiness through material wealth and status. Episodes frequently show characters chasing get-rich-quick schemes, only to find genuine happiness in family and community connections. The series explores how religious conviction provides stability through Ned Flanders, while Rev Lovejoy represents religious hypocrisy. Most powerfully, the series offers constant redemption. No matter how badly characters fail, forgiveness follows. Homer and Marge maintain childlike hope while their children display cynicism, inverting typical family dynamics but showing how parental hopefulness sustains the family. This enduring hope explains why The Simpsons continues to resonate after more than three decades. The show demonstrates that even in a world full of corruption and disappointment, maintaining optimism isn't just possible, it's essential. When Homer bounces back from his 1,000th catastrophic failure with undiminished enthusiasm, he teaches us something vital about human resilience. In an increasingly cynical world, Springfield's yellow-skinned optimists remind us that hope springs eternal.